taste good. I think she said they were burned now. They use oak wood, this good, sound, heavy oak wood. And they clean the fireplace out real, real good. Then they burn some ashes, and then when they got ready they use to make this ash cake, she said, I often ask my mother, I said, well, how in the world could y'all eat that bread? I thought it wasn't cool. You know, the way they would talk about, because I'd see them sit and spit into the fireplace. And then when they said that they used to make ash cakes, I wouldn't know where did they make them at. And she'd say, in the fireplace. So I said, well, how in the world could you eat it? And folks, she would say, well, you have a clean fireplace like you can anything else. So we'd take the ashes out when we were going to make ash cakes. We would take the ashes out of the fireplace and make the fireplace real clean, you know, have it clean, and then burn some ashes that they knew wasn't nothing in. put those ash cakes in there. Mm-hmm. And she said they would be so good, but I haven't ever ate no ash cakes. Another thing that I thought was, I didn't know how she did, was make hominy. I go to the grocery store now and see how expensive it is. My mother used to make it out of corn. Just any time of year, if she wanted us some hominy, she'd have us to shell up some corn. And she would take her ashes, and she would put these ashes in a barrel. And she would sit something, a bucket or something, underneath this barrel. Mm-hmm. They would pour water or something in the barrel. And this water would soak through these ashes or something. But anyway, they were running lye, they called it. They called it lye that they were running. Mm-hmm. And that's what brought the husk off the corn. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was amazing how pretty it would be. So it would be just like your blouse.
It would be that white.
It would be just that white. So pretty and white, they get all that. When it got the cooking, when they put that lye in for the cooking, it'd be just as yellow as, oh, it's amazing, huh? And then she'd take it and she'd take the rubber and do it like this. You know, it wouldn't tear up because she'd get that husk off before it got there. You know, tell me. And rub all that husk off it. And when she washed it, it would be just as pretty and white. And it would be so good. We just love it. Mm-hmm. This you buy in the can just don't taste like that they used to make.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about hoe cakes?
Oh, yeah.
How'd you make those?
Well, you just took the old word they used to say. They didn't call them frying pans then. You would take this spider.
We got spider tonight, didn't we?
And you set it on top of the stove, and you would get your just a little wad of dough, grease your spider. It's really not my word. This is the way you
That's
want it.
That's your mama's word, spider?
Yeah, this is the way you want it, isn't it? I learned a little better, you know, down through the years.
You learned that was really your friend.
Yeah. And so they are, we grease that frying pan or spout. And they would put, just a handful of dough in it and mash it out real flat. And it would brown on one side. And they turn it over, brown it on the other. And it got done. In fact, right today, my husband tell me sometime, I don't hardly know how to make them. He tell me, I want me a hoe cake. I love hoe cake bread. I said, hoe cake. I like to have me some hoe cake bread cooked on top of the stove. That's the way they cook that. They didn't put it inside the stove. That's what they call it, hoe cake, when they cook it on top of the stove.
What would you call